is, isn't this interesting? 2-2-2-2. That is the date today, February 2nd, 2022. 16 minutes past the hour, we're joined in the studio by Bob Welsh and Eric Warren, and now Glenn Coble here for the duration of my shift today on the air, the next 2 hours. And following that, Glenn will be on with Dr. Ron Feynman from 12 until 1. Then we've got lots of programming tonight here, and it'll be about the time the storm's hitting, so get ready for that. Nate Redmond will be on with Offbeat News and Trivia, 4 to 5. The Show with No Name, which, you know, I have a whole thing about that. But The Show with No Name with Nate Redmond and Pastor Craig Heilman and Terry Tackett will be on from 5 to 6, and then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon will be on from 6 until 7 tonight here on this station. And if there are any weather updates, I'm sure Adam will put them in, although we have had no weather reports the first 3 hours this morning for whatever reason. Glenn, now you are on a mic that we don't use, so I want you to talk, because I'm going to try to make sure your mic's working.
Can you hear me now?
Well, we can...
Not really.
We're working on it.
He's working on it, okay. Well, I do have my phone open, so I can look at... I can give you a weather report, a really good weather report from my phone.
Go ahead.
It's 38 degrees, and it's raining right now, and it's supposed to stay raining, and all day. It's... I don't see any snow until 12 a.m., so this morning, so... and then it snows forever. It looks like...
It snows forever.
Yes,
is that the weather report?
I have snowflakes across the rest of my phone.
Well, the levels are going up and down, so we're going to say that we can hear you.
Okay.
Now, what do you make of this snow fear that it drives into people? Drives them to the store, drives them to buy milk and bread, and panic?
Well, I said when I came in before I got on the air, it was... I had gone to my grocery yesterday just to get milk. I didn't even think about that. And my little store only has usually an average of 4 or 5 customers at any given time. And it was packed. So I was able to get milk, though. It was probably out of date, but I was able to get it.
Well, just because of yesterday's show, can everybody hear Glenn? Okay, give me a call. 740-383-9944. We want you to hear everybody. 740-383-9944. Can you hear Glenn? Okay, give us a buzz here. And also, if you have any thoughts on the storm or Groundhog Day. Now, we had conflicting opinions this morning. Puxatony Phil said 6 more weeks of winter. Buckeye Chuck said early spring.
Well, we're going to have an early spring here in Marion, and who cares what Pennsylvania has?
There'll be a big difference.
Absolutely.
The line of demarcation
absolutely
will come somewhere but around Pittsburgh.
At Cambridge, it stops being bad.
Oh, here's the moment of truth, Glenn.
All right.
Can we hear you or not? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, we can hear Glenn a lot better than we can hear Adam.
Oh, boy. Well, hey, how do you think the show went yesterday?
Not too good.
He's being
listen. I have 3 witnesses here. I am probably, a foot and a half away from the microphone. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you great.
Okay, I don't know what
Adam said yesterday. He was 2 inches from the microphone.
Well, that's why I'm a foot and a half away today.
Yeah.
You're lying.
I tried to
You're
tell
only
him
six
that yesterday,
away from
yesterday
it.
That you... When I talked to you about it before, you backed way up from the microphone and said, is that what it sounds
like?
Well,
hold on. Is this what it sounds like?
Yeah, that's getting to be what it sounds like, or worse.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess it's just one of those things.
There's others called in and said they couldn't hear him, too. And you just, he's got in his head that some meters look good there. He says the numbers are coming up and that.
Well, here. Now, I did not listen to it live. I was busy yesterday morning, but somebody played a replay for me, and here's what I think the confusion was. What you guys were saying, you couldn't hear him when you called in, and people thought they couldn't hear him on the radio. You could hear him on the radio just fine, or I wouldn't have heard the replay okay. But you guys were talking about through the telephone, and I think there was a lot of confusion there about that, but...
He don't even come strong in through the radio, but it's loud enough that you can hear him.
Well, I really don't know. Listen to Glenn. Glenn will be in tomorrow, and see if you can hear Glenn as well as you hear me.
But it's interesting, when people stomp him, he don't want to give him the prize.
I don't want to get into that whole thing again.
Oh, terrible.
But there were some problems
yesterday to get a prize.
Well, it's hard to explain if you didn't listen yesterday. Bob, you listened. You're really the only one yesterday who I think was tuning in live. Try to recreate for any audience who might have tuned in what happened with Stump the DJ and $30 worth of prize yesterday.
Well, a caller, I think, was it Sarah, called in and posed a question within the time frame, what, 73 to 87, whatever it was, and mentioned a number one artist.
Tiffany.
And posed the question, what's her full name? And he said, well, I can give you Sheriff's full name. I can give you J-Lo's full name. I can, you know, he went on all sorts of people. I can give you their full name. But Tiffany, Tiffany, can't do. And
he kept wanting Sarah to ask another question.
Well, and there had been several questions before. One about the Beatles. There was one.
Yeah, he was going to verify, and if they was correct, they was going to get the prize.
Right, and none of those people got the prize because there was always some caveat as to why. Did he get any questions right yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
He did he?
Yeah, I asked him questions. I asked him simple ones.
Okay, well, that's good. Thank goodness for that.
What year did Elvis die, and how old was he?
But he didn't give you a direct answer, did he? No, he went around the barn on that.
Yeah, he went around
like
the barn on that.
1978?
Yeah. I was having so much trouble hearing him. I really don't even know what he said, because you had so much trouble hearing him on the phone.
Well, I thank you for putting up with that, and Glenn will be in tomorrow morning during Snowmageddon, so...
Do you have an idea what the temperature out is right now?
The temperature is pretty good right now. 38.
Yeah.
38.
Yeah. But, if I can get here Friday, I'm going to get here, but I do worry about the snow, because I park in a garage, and...
Put your big man panties on, and...
Are you going to drive me in, Glenn, Friday morning? If Glenn drives me in, I'll be here Friday morning.
Well, you know what they say about worrying? It's like being in a rocking chair. It gives you something to do.
That's right.
Go nowhere.
Well, I tell you, what I'm going to do, here's what I'm going to do is...
I think you live close enough, you could walk to work there, Scott.
Oh, just walk to... Well, I'll start sometime tomorrow afternoon, and I might be here. No, here's what I'm going to do. Thursday night... before I go to bed, I'm going to open the garage and see if I can get down my road. And if I can, there'll be a good chance I can get here Friday morning. If not, I will post something to the internet and record something to play in the morning, letting you know why I'm not here. But if I can get to 95, if I can get to the Meyer parking lot, I'll be okay. It'll just be getting from my driveway to that is the problem.
You going to program in Mrs. Harding?
Yeah, I'm going to let you hear Mrs. Harding again, because I know you love that. Mrs. Harding, Madge Cooper, and Phyllis Diller all morning Friday.
Oh, well, I like the other one.
Well, hey, thanks for calling. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
All right, 740-383-9944. Man, I leave that in for historic purposes, and I've never taken such a beating as don't you like to hear Mrs. Harding over and over and over?
Well,
yeah, I am beating that story. I want people to know about Florence Harding in this town.
I already know too much about her.
Nobody knew anything about her till I came about, and now she's cursed all of us.
Right. Well, maybe we could have a seance and talk to her directly.
We're going to have to exercise her or something.
Halloween or something.
Yeah, instead of a pizza box, bring in a Ouija board.
Exactly. Now, Glenn, you would come out and get me and... Because I could walk to Meyer, and you pick me up in the Meyer parking lot and bring me on in here.
Give me a call. I'll come pick you up.
There we go. That'll be Friday morning. Well, that'll be... Because Sarah wouldn't do it, even though Sarah can go to the Meyer parking lot.
Oh, can she?
Well, yeah, I think she can go to... I think that's the city... What they consider the city limit.
Okay.
Is the Meyer parking lot.
And she wouldn't do that for you?
Well, here's the problem. I have to be on at 8:15, and the bus pickup doesn't start until 8. So I don't know if I would, and then we might have to pick up other people, which I don't want to do that.
Yeah, okay.
And can she run through McDonald's? in the morning, too. There's a whole lot of things going on. Because I don't want to be stuck here for you know, hours without a beverage.
If I pick you up...
Bread and milk.
Bread and milk. Load up on the bread and milk.
If I pick you up, are you going to make me drive through McDonald's?
Yeah, and you have to come in, too, that day for an hour or so. Because I have to get home somehow.
Get it.
Go ahead, caller.
You would have to catch the bus and come in and take it on my bus. I drive Southside. And I think we've been through this before, Scott.
Can't you, on the day of Snowmageddon, cross these barriers of town?
No. We fold rules every day. You can't just go doing what you want, Scott. I don't know what
to do. How much business do you really think you're going to have on Friday morning?
Well, we've already posted signs in all of our buses saying that there may be cancellations or delays. So what's that tell you?
There may be no bus Friday.
I forgot to tell you this earlier. He was on the phone. One of my passengers, she works at Walmart, and I took her home last night. And she said, let me turn my radio down. She said that not only are they hitting up all the, like, the milk and the regular shelf items, here's the latest thing at Walmart. They're going to the camping section, and they're getting all the dehydrated food.
Oh, my. Dehydrated food. They're going to be in their house for weeks for 15 inches of snow.
All right, bye.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
She told me she didn't like you anyway.
Well... Yeah, her and Adam are getting together. I think there's a whole love fest going on there. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. It just is bizarre to me that when snow arises, there is a panic of the... I don't think we panic over anything else like this in society.
When I lived in South Bend, Indiana, we used to get lake effect snow quite regularly, you know, 12, 14 inches. And... those people didn't panic so much. There was a lot of shopping for milk or that sort of thing. But
always milk.
Always milk.
Always milk.
I don't know what it is.
Well, you know, the forecast for Columbus, Bob, is not as bad, is it?
Columbus is pretty much on the dividing line between safe and sorry. And so, I mean, it depends on which station you listen to. We're either going to get, you know, the full, you know, 12, 15 inches, or we're going to be a dusting with some ice, you know.
I can't imagine they're not going just crazy. If we get a tornado announcement anywhere within the five-state area, they talk for 14 hours about it.
Now, I do have a trivia question, by the way, for Groundhog Day, because this won't make any sense to do later on in the week. What year did the first official Groundhog Day celebration take place? First official year. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Ben Gelber.
Oh, Ben. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. This is a WCMH meteorologist, Ben Gelber. Boy, oh boy, we are all interested in the big storm that's coming. Ben, what's on tap for us over the next couple days?
Well, it looks like the northern third of the state will receive almost all snow. So this is where I'm expecting the heaviest accumulations, which, of course, probably is no surprise based on forecasts that have been very consistent. And by the northern third, that would include Highway 30 corridor down to, say, Bell Fountain and maybe northernmost portions of Union and Delaware counties and north up to Interstate 80 and even farther north and west. This will be the associated with really two phases of the storm that we have to take into account. One will be obviously rain today. With a wintry mix as we get into the late afternoon and evening hours from the northwest to the southeast, but little or no accumulation with that initially with warm, wet ground. But the Arctic air will slide in quickly overnight, and that will turn the moisture over to snow, but by the same token, there will be a lighter signal in terms of precipitation overnight as we get between an exiting wave and a second wave coming up from the south tomorrow. Either way, I think the outcome will be snow overnight and then periods of snow with some gaps during the day on Thursday, and areas that see all snow in total, say by Thursday evening, will be in the 8 to 12 inch range. And essentially that remains unchanged and based on forecasts really over the last couple of days. And then farther south, it gets more complicated. The I-71 corridor will have ice, freezing rain, and sleet late tonight and a good part of the day on Thursday, with rain in the southeastern part of the state, say down around Athens and Chillicothe, turning to sleet and freezing rain. And in the central counties along the I-71 corridor south of, say, Mount Gilead, we'll see more of a wintry mix over to snow later in the day in the evening hours, but that would certainly cut down on potential snow accumulations while raising the threat of a tenth to a quarter of an inch of ice, which would be far worse, frankly. Hopefully, best scenario would be a lot of sleet, which provides a great deal more traction and less stress on trees and power lines if we are not going to have snow. So these are some of the considerations. Obviously, nothing is fixed yet in the sense that we allow for a little variability in the storm track, model consensus, where I'm looking at different models with different, slightly different results, and trying to put it together based on also past experience with this kind of fairly potent setup.
Ben, here in Marion, of course, being north of Delaware, 8 to 12 inches, really nothing major today starting overnight. For the commute tomorrow morning, what will that look like, you know, 6 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning in this area?
Yeah, therein is going to be the, both commutes tomorrow are going to be tough. We best case scenario that we get several inches of snow generally, again, for the northwest portion of central Ohio, including Marion, and then maybe everything lightens up later on tonight and tomorrow morning, so crews can take care of that. And then we'll call a second round. There may not be much of a gap, but maybe an increase in intensity during the midday hours on Thursday through the afternoon, and then starting to let up tomorrow evening as the moisture begins to shift south. But it's going to be a fairly long duration event, and that's why I think areas that see all snow will be right around double digits, or in other words, around or even a little bit above 10 inches. So this will be our most significant snow in quite some time. In fact, I would, and maybe some of our astute listeners will be able to help out or text the last time before I have a chance to look it up, that we've had that much snow in a single storm in Marion County, because it has been a while. These storms don't come around that often.
Absolutely. So basically what we're looking at for everybody who's getting ready for tomorrow, today, not a whole lot to worry about, but tomorrow It is going to be continuous snow pretty much all day long with a little break here and there. And by the end of the day tomorrow, somewhere between 8 and 12 inches in this area, which, you know, is in the foot margin. So Friday's commute could be pretty rough as well.
Right, even the storm will have exited by Friday, except for some light snow in the mainly near and east of I-71. But now, of course, there can be some lingering flurries. But in terms of anything more than a dusting, the storm will be wrapping up. But here's your other problem: winds will be increasing tomorrow into Friday morning before getting lighter. So there could be some there will be blowing snow, and that may pull the, especially on the east-west roads, that's going to take, north winds are going to recover areas that have been plowed. So we have multiple concerns, not ice, at least along the U.S. 30 corridor, but blowing and even some drifting snow. This will be, like a snowstorm out of the past a little bit. You know, we've certainly had these over the years. I've covered them, and they do favor northern Ohio for snow, the middle part of the state for ice, and a late changeover in the southeast for those who might be traveling or have family in other parts of the state.
Ben, real quick, and I know you're busy this morning, but for those people who say, here's the prediction and it just kind of missed us, being this close, this one's pretty well coming.
Well, it's hard to miss this, Scott. This isn't a case where the low could, or storm could, you know, shift 50 miles. We see this a lot. Where, you know, that can be the difference between an inch and, say, 4 inches. It's such a broad corridor of moisture. It's not so much the storm itself, but the southwest to northeast orientation of this plume of moisture from Texas to the Great Lakes. Oklahoma City, St. Louis will wind up with 6 to 10 inches of snow, all the way up through Detroit, Chicago, Indianapolis, where less than 2 inches of snow have fallen so far this winter until this storm gets going. So it's a pretty much, a couple of thousand miles we're talking here, corridor, as opposed to a compact system where it's you're either in it or you're not. I mean, this is a swath. So, yeah, this won't be a miss, you know, whether some areas get 4, 6, 8, 10 inches across north of I-70, we'll say. Obviously, the higher mounts, the farther north you go. And the big challenge, I think, in terms of snow mounts will actually be in central Ohio because of a prolonged period of sleet and freezing rain. And that could include areas as far north as Delaware and Marysville south. And that's where the forecast challenge increases. And ice obviously is not a good outcome, but then if we get sleet instead of freezing rain, which might predominate, then that would be a bit of a positive offset because you can get some traction. But obviously tomorrow will be a poor travel day, and that will carry at least through into early Friday. So obviously I'm sure road crews would appreciate that we, you know, try to minimize travel during the day on Thursday and Friday morning, except for obvious necessities or if you have to go to work, but not take any extra trips and get things done today while it's a chilly rain.
So people who go to bed tonight and there's nothing out there are going to wake up to something that they need to call ahead to tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I think, right. And the farther north and west you go, you may even go to bed with a covering of snow. Maybe somewhere Bucyrus, Lima, maybe northern, even into northern Marion County. So we could even see that changeover develop close to or over Marion County this evening between, say, 6 and midnight from the northwest. Now, initially, the ground will be a little bit on the warm side, but it may even begin to accumulate depending on where you live before you go to bed tonight and then continue to snow at varying intensities through the overnight, and then we should hit a couple of lulls during the day on Thursday, late tonight and Thursday, just as we get you transition between, we get between waves of low pressure. Each one has an enhanced band of moisture.
What does the accumulation look like for tomorrow morning's commute, say between 6
yeah,
and 9?
Yeah, that's a hard call. I would say let's just leave it at several inches.
Several.
Generally. And then round two will add more to that. I don't expect a big total when we wake up tomorrow morning, but we could see, depending on location, again favoring the northwest and lighter to the southeast, a general 3 to 6 inch fall and then kind of double up on that during the day on Thursday for Marion County. Again, other areas will have different scenarios.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we have to clearly define our location here because it's not a uniform event.
Absolutely.
Snowfall or ice.
So in Marion here, 8 to 12 right now is what we're looking at.
Right, as of now. And as I always say, any storm, whether no matter how certain it appears or no matter how many uncertainties there are, forecasts are necessarily refined because storm tracks wobble. There are subtle shifts in, we'll say, the temperature profile of the atmosphere that may determine the timing of rain versus snow versus sleet. So, you know, please stay tuned. Storm Team 4, NBC4i.com on Channel 4 in Columbus. For your listeners, we will be on from 11 to 12:30 today. Coverage begins at 4 o'clock this evening, of course, online. And then I will, since I'm coming off a long stretch, I'll be coming into work overnight to pick up coverage early on Thursday, which is when that's when we will be dealing with the wintry side of the storm.
Oh, go ahead, Ben.
And that will be as early as 4 in the morning tomorrow.
Well, I just want to encourage our listeners that if you are going to listen or watch anything to do with this storm, watch Channel 4. Ben Gelber, he is on this, and a couple of days you're going to have, Ben, and we appreciate it because it helps us a lot with what we do, and thank you for making the time for us today. Stay well.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. You too, and we'll have to hang on to Buckeye Chuck's prediction of an early spring because it's going to be pretty harsh for the short term. And I do see cold weather and, in general, kind of persisting into the first part of February, at least the the kind of winter we've had the last several weeks. So early spring doesn't mean next week. It just, you know, if all works out, that maybe we start to have a thawing out in later in February and March. But we know how fickle the weather is, and how winter can linger into spring, even sandwiched around some mild days. But that's part of the fun of it. And main thing is just be safe, plan ahead, have your supplies in your car. If you are going to have to be out on the road, if hopefully no one gets stuck, but we just have to think ahead. And then not to mention, if well, it's more of a concern farther south, if there were a power outage, to even a short term, have plans for that as well, even from as minor, it would seem, as charging up your cell phone today and making sure that you're all set for the next day or so. We'll be fine by the weekend, and should be a fun snow event once we get past the initial rigors.
And the temperature's fairly steady?
Yeah, well, today will be just above freezing. Tomorrow will be in the 20s, falling into the teens. So it could get, that makes it tougher on road crews, too, because you have to treat for a lower pavement temperatures, and the melting process is challenging, plus what melts refreezes very quickly. So I think we're going to have some pretty icy roads. Travel is going to be discouraged outside of what, for necessities, health reasons, and job necessity. But in terms of casual trips, let's try to get through the storm and let the crews finish with less traffic on the roads. And then on Friday, there's still going to be some blowing snow even in the morning, and then and very cold temperatures in the teens and low 20s Friday and Saturday, and sub-zero in many areas Saturday morning, with gradual moderation on Sunday. So it's going to be, snow's going to be around for a little while.
You know, there are so many ways to get the weather today, but honestly, for this storm, for this area, if you are going to follow this, WCMH Channel 4, go online, mobile device, television, however you do it, watch Ben Gelber and that whole team. They do such a great job with that. Ben, thank you so much, and stay safe out there.
You too, Scott.
Thank you.
And everyone, be safe, and just be careful.
Thank you.
Take care.
Ben Gelber, you know, he has been so good to this station over the years. He really is a mensch, is a good word for Ben Gelber to call in. And I wasn't even sure he was going to be able to make it in today. Busy day for Ben down there in Columbus. But he was able to call in, and we're glad. So it looks like 8 to 12
yeah.
inches.
That was supposed to be, that was my minor, one of my two minors in college, climatology. And see, I could have been a star like him. And
you're no Ben Gelber, Glenn. You're no Ben Gelber. But now you know this is not going to blow over. This is not going to miss us. So that's what it's going to be. And the commute's going to be rough tomorrow morning and Friday morning.
That's when you asked me to come help.
But it does sound, the good news is, it does sound like, because you'll be here from 8 till 1 tomorrow, that not too bad. It's going to be the continuing accumulation that will happen throughout the day that's going to be bad. So again, as I say, tomorrow night, based on what Ben said, about 10 o'clock on Thursday night, I will try to get my car out. And if I can get to the Meyer parking lot, I will hopefully be here Friday morning.
Give me a call.
Glenn's got the big car that can get me here in the morning. See, my car sits too low to the ground. I can't plow my way through that stuff. But it's going to be a big storm. There's no doubt about it. But Ben Gelber, and I want to say this because we've had Jim Ganahl on, but Ben Gelber, he is a very serious weatherman. He's become such a star in Columbus that I think people look at him that way. Ben Gelber knows his stuff. He's right there with Jim Ganahl. Ben Gelber is very good at what he does.
Is he a Michigan grad?
I don't know where Ben came from. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I hit the nail on the head, didn't I, when I talked about Jim and Ben. We get Big Jim on Channel 6, but we don't get the big hitters on Channel 4, see? But here's, put a feather in your cap, Scott Spears. Put a feather in your cap, a big feather off of an eagle. You are the only one in the Marion area that had Ben Gelber on your radio show, and there isn't nobody else. I might be talking about that, but let me get criticized if I do. But I don't think I'm going to. You had him on that long time, and he gave a depth perception of what's going on. And due to the fact the snow, we don't have the heavy freezing on our power lines, and the wind to whip them down. We can bear the snow because if you got heat, baby, you're on top. You got the World Series beat. You know what I mean?
I think you're right. Everybody, just stay safe tomorrow. Stay warm and have some food in the house.
And the way you do, I'll keep talking here because I wanted to make sure that my wife said when I was talking in the other room, she was listening, that I still, my phone was beeping. But I'm watching my fingers and I'm not hitting the intercom button. Does it sound okay today on my transmission?
There are still a few beeps involved. I think it's less than before, but there are still a few.
Well, maybe I can try getting the receiver away from my voice like Adam. He might be up there and he does a little bit of maneuverability in front of when you see him on the phone there. Come on, help me with the name of the equipment you got.
The microphone?
No. It won't come to my head because I'm not that knowledgeable of saying it every day. When you see him on the camera there.
The Facebook?
Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, he puts on a little bit of different movability, and his face and his stuff goes to the mic and from the mic, so that might be what it is. And he puts a little bit of different perception on him talking plus his movements.
That's true. It's an interesting video to watch if you ever get to see it.
Would you call that whoever's operating the puppet from the string?
I would go in that direction.
How do you like that one for a little dig?
That works for me.
You know what? I'm for Adam 100%. He does the drug, and I like the little variation in the transmission he puts over the air. So, but I hold you for the radio station, buddy. You hang in there. Glenn, can you handle that driving situation the next couple of days?
Oh, I'm from northeast Indiana. We get snow all the time up there. Yeah, I'll be all right. I just hate having to do anything good for Scott.
Man, this stuff up in Chicago, they'd laugh at me. They'd say, what are these idiots talking about? 4 to 8 inches. Come on. And we're up in Maine, Bangor, Maine, and all those places. Denver, Colorado. Come on. We're just a small thing. Hey, Scott, I got one more thing to say about the mayor leaving. You know what? Everybody else, they can work from home during the epidemic. Naturally, it's caused trouble with bodies and stuff like that. But the whole thing I mentioned earlier before, we can't have no snow removal. If we got a bad snow and a guy goes out in the country there, has to drive in and get in the truck, salt truck to get it. So why don't we start practicing a little bit more things ahead of things? Since the mayor is ahead of ordering his salt and this and that, he can give some orders. Hey, guys, if we got 13 units of snow removal equipment, take them home when you go home, and you get the call, then you can get out of your house and go over there, and you can put the blade down, and you can throw the salt on the road, and you can come in here and start doing the job that you want to do. And if you can't get out in your little automobile or Volkswagen sitting in the driveway because it's 8 inches of snow, you say, call in and say, hey, I can't. Well, you got a unit there that can't perform. The Highway State Patrol, you see the cruiser sitting at the residence. That is a perfect thing. Buddy, when really something tragedy happens, they're in the cruiser. They're on their way. Same way with the sheriff's department. You see the cruiser sitting around in the rural areas and stuff. When emergency comes, they're in that baby, and they're on their way. I don't care what time of day, whether they're scheduled to work that day or not, they're on the ball and going. So we got to get a little bit more update in the city.
Maybe the mayor can just bring me in tomorrow, or Friday.
How's that, Scott?
I said maybe the mayor can just come out and pick me up and bring me in on Friday.
But you're such a useful utensil in broadcasting. There is thing comes over the air in my book, buddy. So you hang in there, Scott. I commend you 100%.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Well, I'm glad people enjoyed hearing Ben this morning. You know, he gave a very accurate, precise weather forecast, and that's something radio can do that television really can't, because you don't have the time on television to give that accurate weather forecast, as Ben did for 10 minutes there. And he gave it specifically for this area, so we know what we're in for. Now, there could be variations, but 8 to 10 inches of snow, I don't know the last time we've had that much. That's going to be quite a while ago.
What was the blizzard of 78 like? I wasn't around.
Well, the blizzard of 78, didn't we hear earlier, the snow was not that, the accumulation was not that large.
The drifting was really bad.
Drifting was the problem. Now, we did have a big snowfall, not long after I started in radio, about 20 years ago, that actually brought more snow than the blizzard of 78 did. Does anybody have that data at their fingertips? 740-383-9944. When's the last time Marion really had a good foot of snow fall in the course of one day? Because that's really what we're talking about here.
That's a lot of snow.
A foot in one day is a pretty good amount. That'll keep you inside. I could see level threes with that. That's hard to travel on.
Now, we had, 3.5 inches of rain earlier this year, which would have been about 36, about a yard full of snow, but fortunately it doesn't come at that time.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next 24 hours just because of how this snow goes.
Well, I found here that we only had 6 inches of snow that fell in the blizzard of 1978.
Isn't that right?
Yeah. The problem was that you had hurricane-force winds in excess of 70 miles per hour, and that blew the 6 inches into drifts over 20 feet tall.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, how does how do you get 6 inches blown into 20 foot?
Have you ever driven through a garage or a grocery store parking lot after a big snow?
Well, yeah, but I mean, were there just places where there was no snow?
I drove around a lot to look at it when I was, you know, teenager and so on and so forth, and it was high. It was very, very high, and my wife and I, we went to Maine a couple of years ago. They had a lot of snow dumped on them, and they had drifting. I've got a picture of her next to it. She's 6 foot tall, and it was over her head.
Mm.
Okay. But,
Well, it's a foot, like I say, is a ruler. So a ruler in your driveway, which is the big problem for a lot of people outside your front door, you know, it's hard to get through a foot of snow. Your car's not going to push through a foot of snow. And a lot of people will do this. Don't do that. Don't try to drive through a foot of snow. It's not going to end well for you. And then don't get your tailpipe buried in the snow and leave your car running. That's not going to end well for you either. So those are the things we really should prepare. You ever notice we concentrate on the silly stuff? We concentrate on the food. Nobody's going to starve in 48 hours. But you really have to pay attention to your car if you are going to go out. And also, here's a tip that I learned years ago, and it's going to prove well in this storm. Cat litter. If you can't go out and buy anything expensive, or you just want something that'll work, throw some cat litter in your trunk, and if you get stuck somewhere on the snow, if you throw that under your tires, it will give you traction to get out of whatever you're in.
Hmm. Well, I have a dog that's only about 8 inches high to his shoulders. I wonder if he's going to go potty.
Well, that's the problem. And the way this storm is going to fall is going to be interesting, that it's going to fall over the course of a day. Usually these storms come in at night, or they start very late in the evening because the temperatures drop. But this is going to go all day tomorrow. So that'll be good for the salt trucks, that they'll be able to work on it as it's going on, but also bad because the morning might not look so awful, but 8 hours later might be awful when you go out to go home.
Yeah. Well,
we always shoveled some paths in our backyard for the dogs to go to the bathroom.
That's what I'm going to have.
Yeah, they never had a problem with, you know, if you shovel it down to just about where the grass is, you know, and make it a large enough area. And we looped it around and gave them a little course to walk on and so on and so forth. You know, of course, we had one dog that would love to walk around all the little paths we'd shoveled out, and then hop up on the largest snowdrift she could find and use the bathroom there.
Now, I do want to mention again for people just tuning in. Now, we had groundhog pizza this morning. Have you had a piece, Glenn?
No, I have not. It sounds...
Well, you're going to have to during the break.
Okay, I'll have it.
Because we have two varieties here. One in favor of Punxsutawney Phil, and then also one in favor of our own Buckeye Chuck Groundhog Day here in Marion.
Okay, now these are Groundhog Day...
Pizzas. Yes.
But it's not...
I have some right here.
It's not either Punxsutawney Phil or Buckeye Chuck that's...
I can't guarantee anything, Glenn. I can't guarantee anything.
I'm not eating it if it's Buckeye Chuck out there.
Haven't you wondered why there aren't more groundhogs out there predicting the weather?
Now, my naturalist told me the other day he saw a groundhog that was...
Your naturalist?
Well...
Here I get your personal... my personal naturalist
James
told me.
James Anderson told me that he had seen a 90-pound groundhog, so...
How did he get up to it and weigh it?
I don't know.
He asked him to step on a scale.
Yeah, please, could you get on that scale? You look awful big. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I got a terrific idea for today and the next day or so. Go out and get your 2 pounds of cat litter and do some trivia and give that away. Will you? Boy, you will have the phones ringing off the wall. Let's go for it.
Cat trivia. Stump me on cat trivia and I'll give you some litter. Why not?
Not a bad idea.
Thank you. Oh, man, I just... You know, I wasn't here yesterday to listen to that show, and like I said earlier on, it was kind of like the Kennedy assassination. I wasn't here. Don't finger me in the idea of what happened yesterday. It wasn't my fault, but...
Will people remember that yesterday, 20 years from now?
Well, there were just...
Where they were?
If there was just one problem, it would have been okay, but there were several issues going on throughout the show that I could not quite figure out. Now, you give me your opinion on this, Glenn, because this came up earlier. Now, Bob, tell me about the prize policy of this station, because this was a... I don't want to say it myself because I didn't listen yesterday.
From what I've heard in the past is that if you've won in the last 30 days, sit on your hands and let somebody else have a chance to win. You should not be eligible.
But what happened yesterday?
What happened, the rules weren't really clear. And one,
can't imagine.
One contestant called in and stumped Adam, yeah. and he said, you know, all right, you've earned a prize after some arm twisting. I think she would have been satisfied just to hear him say, "I was stumped," but he reluctantly gave it to her and then withdrew the prize about 5 minutes later because after checking the list, she had won a little earlier in the week or last week or something, and so he pulled back the prize, and then she called back, I think. I stepped out of the room at one point, but apparently she called back and challenged him on it, and he ended up giving her the prize.
Well, here's the problem. The problem is yes, we've had a prize policy in the past that you can only win once every 30 days, and we used to run that every hour. We have not run that in 2.5 years, and if you don't say that before you start the contest, then you cannot enforce that rule.
Yeah, and the pandemic basically... through those rules.
That's what wiped out our prize policies is because we didn't do prizes for about a year and a half because of the pandemic. So you can't, you have to tell people the rules before you start the contest. You can't do it after they win. And what was shocking to me, Adam had been stumped like 4 times prior to the Sarah winning, but there was always some caveat to why. The question, one of the things was, well, the record didn't chart, so we can't use that question. And then there was one about the Beatles, which I still don't know why the Beatles question didn't qualify.
Because it occurred in the very early 60s or late 50s, actually, and therefore was outside the time frame of his expertise. The question was, who did Ringo replace in the Beatles?
Oh.
And I think the caller actually had a Ringo replaced Pete Best, who replaced Johnny Hutchinson. And so I think there's some confusion on the part of the caller as well. But, it fell outside the time frame, and therefore it was not a legitimate question.
I'm not giving prize tomorrow.
It was just, you know, those stump questions are very difficult because, well, like the Elvis question, he didn't really give the date. That he died. Wasn't that the question?
it was a question, what was the date and something else, but he said it was 1978, which it was, but it was August, I don't know, 4th or 5th or something like that.
Maybe you should run a reverse contest, you know, where people, if they get the answer wrong, they have to bring a prize to you.
Yeah, apparently. I think we need that from now on. Maybe some cat litter for tomorrow. All right, we've still got another hour. Stay tuned. We're coming back.
But 10 no, years. We're no. going to go on into the next years. What do you make of his opponent?
Now, you're trying to get me in trouble.
No,
yes, you are. You're trying to get me in trouble.